Hello, and welcome to another USF football preview here on Radio St. Pete. I'm Kevin Erlinson.
I'm Will Polson.
And we're from Bulls Radio, the student-run radio station at the University of South Florida's Tampa campus, covering all USF athletics. For the second time this season, the Bulls look to start a winning streak as they get set to host the Cougars of BYU this Saturday in their homecoming game at 3:30 p.m. You can catch that live on bullsradio.org and on the TuneIn app. I do want to apologize for my voice. I was at the Fortress of Tropitude the last two nights, so I've kind of lost my voice a little bit, but we're going to power through this on this football preview. So, Will, the Bulls, they snap a nine-game losing streak against FBS teams with a win against UConn. That was the last team they beat before that streak started, so a little irony there. The thing to remember is that it's UConn, and they are not a strong football team. How much can we expect, USS fans in particular, can they expect the team that we saw up in East Hartford this Saturday?
I think you have to look at it from the fact that UConn may not be the strongest team, but they are indeed an FBS team. And so they're going to have players of that talent there on their roster. Some players are going to be better than others. Some teams may have just only got offers from like a team like Connecticut. So just because you're a low-level FBS team doesn't mean you're not an FBS team. And UConn definitely has the ability to stop some plays and make some plays on defense as well as offense. So I think USF should have a little bit of confidence going into this game. They should definitely have some things to take from the UConn game, and I'd like to see how they translate it whenever they go against BYU.
And speaking of confidence, Jordan Cronkrite, the running back for USF, he has been not great this year. He didn't have more than 30 yards in a single game, but he exploded against UConn, rushed for 148 yards on 20 rushes. Just an outstanding work by the junior running back, senior running back, junior last year. Has he turned a corner? Do you think he's turned a corner? Because if he has, watch out for this football team.
I think Cronkrite at least showed signs of improvement against UConn. I think it's more along the lines of the offensive line showing improvement, as well as Mitchell Wilcox being able to hop in there and get his blocking role as a tight end. I think the blocks were being set and everything was looking a little bit better for Cronkrite. He can't make it happen unless those blocks are set and unless he's getting protection in front of him. It's the same thing with McLeod and Barnett, whoever's under center. You know, they can't make passes if they don't have time to react. So I think the offensive line play definitely stepped up, and then throwing in Mitchell Wilcox as a blocking tight end will definitely help. And I think having Cronkrite getting whenever Cronkrite gets moving, Sands will get moving, Joyner will get moving, and the running game will definitely start coming along for the Bulls.
Yeah, Wilcox getting high praise from Charlie Strong in the post-game press conference. He's a guy that he really singled out, even though he didn't show up on the stat sheet, he was outstanding. And the other thing is that they really were bouncing runs outside. Particularly, they weren't doing that a whole lot in the first four games, but a couple pitch plays, and Cronkrite was looking for the holes on the outside instead of trying to run through the tackles. So it really could be a dynamic new addition to this running offense that has been abysmal this season. Speaking of the running game, I know he's lining up as a slot receiver this year, but still no Johnny Ford. He was suspended apparently on Wednesday. We didn't find out about it until Saturday. He did not travel with the team to East Hartford. He is expected to be suspended still for this week. Sources that are closer to the issue have described it as being much more serious than something like missing a team meeting. So this could be something very long-term for USF football, but let's focus on the short-term. How much is this USF team going to miss Johnny Ford against BYU?
I think with how you mentioned, Johnny Ford has been lining up as a slot receiver, and he hasn't been able to get too many attempts from the backfield this season. Last season, he really exploded onto the scene, becoming that change of pace back to Jordan Cronkrite, having that huge burst of energy, huge acceleration out on the outside whenever you want to do an outside run, which allowed Jordan Cronkrite to be more of that downhill back to run in between the tackles while Johnny Ford would run to the outsides. And I think that brought a really good dynamic to USF's running game, but Strong hasn't been using Ford like that this season whenever he has had him. So he was doing really good receiving, but I think Bryce Miller has absolutely stepped up. Bryce Miller's been looking phenomenal, and he's the walk-on sophomore. He's been looking great, and I think he's really doing a good job of stepping in whenever Johnny Ford's absent. So I think the passing game won't suffer too much, and they can still work in Mitchell Wilcox. We haven't seen too much of him this season. He is their actual leading receiver on the season, but it's still not the workload we're used to seeing from Mitch. So I'd like to think that though Johnny Ford is out and we're going to miss the explosiveness, I think they're the players to step up in the roles to replace him whenever he's gone.
We really haven't seen, maybe you could say the South Carolina State game, but we have not seen this team really come close to its potential on offense, especially with the talent on display. Will the win against UConn, and especially the way they did it, where they had to keep scoring because the Huskies stayed in that game, the Bulls kept scoring, and that way they kept momentum going throughout the game. Do you think that's something they're going to build on and we're going to start to see them reach that potential?
I sure hope so. If you're USF, I'd like to think that if they can keep the momentum moving, it's going to look great. And I think that game that they just had against UConn, I think the game against UConn was absolutely phenomenal. And I think it's going to spark a lot of guys, whether it be young guys or get those senior leaders up in the locker room that are going to really push the young guys to take that extra step. I think an FBS win was crucial, and the only place they can go now is in a positive direction. I don't think they can take a step back at this point, but I guess we'll have to see whenever they play BYU.
Let's turn our attention to BYU, the opponents. The Cougs sit at 2-2 on the season. They open up the year with 2 3-point victories, one against USC, one at Tennessee, but have followed that up with a blowout loss to Washington and a 28-21 loss to Toledo 2 weeks ago. They were receiving votes after that USC game where they beat USC at home, but have since not touched the receiving vote. So they're not as nationally accredited as they usually are. And they're coming off their bye week, so maybe time for them to make some mistakes. But is this a team that USF really could be playing at the right time?
I think it doesn't really get much better than the timing that we're getting them at right now. I know a few weeks ago their main running back, Tyson Williams. Tyson Williams ended up tearing his ACL, and so now he's out for the season. They just got a glimpse of what their running game is going to be like against Toledo. That was the first game he ended up missing, and now in that Toledo game, the same game, their starting quarterback Zach Wilson ends up getting hurt as well, and so now BYU is running off of a backup quarterback as well as a backup running back. Not to mention they had a starting linebacker get hurt real early in the year, Zane Anderson, and now he's going to be missing time as well. All three of them have been deemed out. All three have been deemed out against USF. So I think this is a good game for Cronkwright, McLeod, everybody. I think this is going to be a good game for that offense to really show if they can step up. And then hopefully that defense that's been holding strong all season can continue to play phenomenally. And I think if the defense at least shows half competency, I think USF's going to be able to pull something out.
Yeah, the defense was very good the first 3 weeks. They kind of haven't played up to their par. Against UConn, they were solid. I wouldn't say they were dominant as we're used to seeing, but that should be an interesting matchup. By the way, BYU this season only has 5 passing touchdowns this year. And
it's not phenomenal. I know Zach Wilson only had 5 touchdowns and 4 interceptions to go along with it. So maybe Zach Wilson maybe wasn't even the answer in the BYU passing game, but I guess we'll see. The new quarterback that they're having filling in only has about 7 pass attempts on the season. It's a very small sample size. So we'll have to see what BYU can bring, because I think USF's going to be in as much as a question mark, wondering what's going to happen as BYU is.
Yeah, Zach Wilson came into the Toledo game. He's appeared in all 4 games, but those are just in relief towards the tail end of games.
No, Zach Wilson's the starter.
Not Zach Wilson. Jaren Hall.
There you go.
The guy that is filling in the backup. He's appeared in all the games, but he came in that fourth quarter after Wilson went down against Toledo. He actually strung together a few decent drives, and then on the last play of the game, he overthrew a man in the end zone that would have ended up tying the game. So there were flashes there, and maybe this is a coming out party, and which it's a USF team, so it's certainly possible to see that. I know when the Bucks play in that stadium, there have been many quarterbacks who have their coming out parties.
Mitch Trubisky, he looks phenomenal.
Daniel Jones, it's
everybody.
It's certainly possible, but to give you context, USF only scored 1 touchdown through their first 2 games, but in their 5 games, they have 12 passing touchdowns. Versus BYU has 5 in 4 games. So this could be a ground battle between that USF defense and BYU, and it could certainly turn into a territorial battle. And I think USF, they prefer to play up-tempo offense, but I feel like with a good special teams unit and with a good solid front 7, they wouldn't mind getting in a territorial battle.
I'd like to think that USF, if let's say USF wins the coin toss, I'd like to see them take the ball to start and then go score early. I'd like to see them get ahead, and I'd like to see how their defense holds it down. We haven't gotten to see a lot of games where the offense gets ahead early and then the defense has to hold it up. It's mainly been the defense holding it down while the offense gets slowly into the game. So I'd like to see the tables turn a little bit to see if USF's offense can put something up on the board and then see how the defense can hold down BYU. Because with a quarterback who hasn't made too many appearances, at least this is going to be his first start of the season. Like, let's say, you know, with people such as Greg Reeves, Kirk Livingstone, Darius Slade, all those Patrick Macon, even Dwayne Boyles, all those men coming at you, flying in. Let's say they rush 4 or 5. You know, it's gonna be dangerous, and that quarterback's not gonna be comfortable by any means. So I'd like to see the USF get ahead and see if the defense can keep it down to a minimum.
By the way, Kirk Livingstone was named the AAC Team of the Week. The defensive tackle for USF.
He had a boy.
1.5 tackles for loss and a fumble recovery in that game. Should be a good one. Hope you can join us. If you're not going to get to Ray J, that game is at 3:30 p.m. kickoff. Myself and Will will have that call on Bulls Radio and on the TuneIn app. You can just search Bulls Radio on that app, and you'll find our broadcast. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll see you next week.